Hallelujah. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to study the book of Hebrews. When you go to bed last night, did you have a hard time falling asleep?
You can't
fall asleep, so you continue reading the book of Hebrews to find out for yourself the content and the summary of this book.
那如果你睡得很好,就是你想下去,一路都通了,就睡着了。
And if you have a good time falling asleep, then that means you understand this quite smoothly and you can make the transition.
我们等一下再叫几个人起来讲讲,就从第一章开始,我们,我都有给你们那个大纲嘛,你记几个重点就可以,到我们讲完希伯来书,你就晚上睡觉以前,你可以从第一章一直算,算,算,算到第13章。
In a moment, we will ask some people to come up and give a report of the outline, because we already have laid this out this week, and so it's easier for us to understand this book.
那我们今天开始昨天要第五章第十一节论到麦基洗德。Yesterday
we discussed about Chapter 5, and about according to the order of Melchizedek on chapter verse 10. If we can remember the outline, it's just like knowing a map. It's very easy for us to understand the content.
你如果你要带你去看地，走进去看的时候，你除了专业的，不然你看出来你忘记了，不想多看。如果你还没去，就有一个图哈，先看了再去比较容易。And
let's say, for example, if you before you go study a landscape and you first look at the map, you have a better understanding of the layout of the landscape instead of just going there directly without referring to the map.
第十九。Chapter 5, verse 11.
Verse 10, it says, according to the order of Melchizedek.
According to what?
And from here, he is to go and discuss. But then, in the middle, amidst this point, there was no mention of this Melchizedek.
到了七章第一节,
up until chapter 7, verse 1.
他才说,
and then he goes to mention, for this Melchizedek. And so, between this space is all teachings. And one of the teachings as we hear as our main topic yesterday was to let us go on to perfection. And that from verse 12 of chapter 5 to the end of chapter 6, it all talk about the spiritual cultivation. And then in this spiritual cultivation, we have to go into perfectness. And so this spiritual cultivation is a combination, a mixture of this word and faith. Let's look at chapter 5, verse 6. And this saying keeps on repeating itself. Because it says, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. And this is taken out of a verse in the book of Psalms. Psalms 110, verse 4.
Mm-hmm. 这个引号呢，里面的就是诗篇一百十篇，在这里一直重复，你照着麦基洗德的等式，照着麦基洗德等式。
And so this phrase is continuously repeated according to the order of Melchizedek. Same thing as in chapter 5, verse 10. And also chapter 6, verse 20. And then chapter 7, verse 1, for this Melchizedek. 7, verse 11, again, according to the order of Melchizedek. And then verse 15.
然后呢，到七章十七节。And
just as mentioned in verse 17, is also recorded in Psalms 110, verse 4. And so this is the process. That it begins from chapter 5 verse 6 with a direct quotation of Psalms 110 verse 4 and concludes likewise in chapter 7 verse
17.
And this is usually the case when we study the Bible, that when such occurrence happens, is usually this bracket is contained in one story. Just like in the story of Abraham and Isaac, that when the Bible mentions Abraham and Isaac goes together up the mountain, that there's this bracket of this whole story to themselves. And so here it starts with Psalms 110 and also concludes with Psalms 110. And they all are repeating one single message. And here on the board, when I make an X, it is referring to the exact phrase according to Melchizedek. And so this is one great portion. And here it talks about this Melchizedek, this person. Begins with chapter 7. He did not go on to say during chapter 5 and chapter 6, but it goes to detail in chapter 7. And that this amidst this whole partition, that chapter 5, chapter 6 is a teaching of its own doctrine.
那到19到17节，我们现在来看第七章。
And then let's look at chapter 7.
第七章，我们从第一节开始。现在开始要论，一开始就要论到麦基洗德这个人呢。And
so starting from verse 1, it said directly for this Melchizedek.
所以，那个七章第一节到第三节是要讲麦基这个人。
And so chapter 7, verse 1 to verse 3 is to go talk about this person. And now we would like to copy the Bible. First, he is the king of Salem.
And then
And number two, he's the priest of the Most High God.
至高神的祭司，所以他是祭司。啊，本是长远为祭司的，所以这个祭司呢是什么？为至高神的祭司，那是什么？长远的祭司。
And he is a priest from far off.
那再接下来，他亚伯拉罕得胜回来之后，他去迎接他，啊，说迎亚伯拉罕。那迎接亚伯拉罕的最主要是什么呢？给他祝福。And
he met Abraham, and the purpose for him to meet Abraham was to bless him.
迎亚伯拉罕，那祝福。 就为他祝福了哈。啊，这第一节，就把它抄下。等一下，这些都很有用的哈。那再来呢？亚伯拉罕给他献十因。你看你的圣经啊，第二节，亚伯拉罕呢，献十分之给他。And
then verse 2, Abraham gave a tenth to this person.
啊，那再来。 接下来，他第一个名字叫什么？第一个名字是什么？仁义王。什么是他的第一个名字？你看圣经啊，他说他第一个名字，第一个名换出来就是仁义王，他又名撒勒王，所以撒勒王是他的第二名啊。
And so the first name is King of Righteousness.
第二个名字啊，不是第一名。他第一个名字，叫什么？仁义王。King
of Righteousness.
你们是 King of Righteousness。嗯。他又名啊，又名三王。
And then his name is King of Salem.
他的第一个名字是什么？啊，长远为祭司啊，是长远为祭司，长远为祭司。啊，长远为祭司。 他为什么参加为祭司？他活着，他不会死的意思啦。他不是说祭司当完之后就死了，就不是祭司了吗？啊，或是说祭司当完了就退休了，就不认识了。但是长远的祭司或者长远为祭司，他是活着。等一下我们再看，下面会在这些下面都等一下会在解释这些。
All the things I will follow will explain what we have on the board.
他第一个名字是什么？
His first name mentioned is King of Earth.
不是，翻译出来叫人王，没有翻出来叫什么？不是了，撒勒王是第二个名啊。是马尔基喜德啊。So
the first name is Melchizedek, and his translation is King of.
因为开始他要讲呢，这麦基喜德，对不对？他是第一个名字嘛。
Because it says first for this Melchizedek on verse 1.
第三节，他无父、无父、无母、无族谱、无生之时、无死之中。
Verse 3, without father, without mother, without genealogy. And what is the purpose of mentioning this is that it has relationship with the Son of God.
having been made like
the Son of God.
这是最基本。那接下来开始第四节做，就来要来解释这些。第一个，我们来看第四节哈。
他讲完之后，那第四节，你们想一想，那现在大家想一想啦。
Now it goes on to verse 4, say consider to let us think.
想一想就是说，这些他把这个基础都这些就是材料都告诉你，那现在要讲说这是什么意思，对不对？来，换你来想。
And so it gave us the material, now let us consider. What does it mean that Abraham gave a tenth? Why does Abraham need to give him an offering? Because he is the priest.
我们来看这边，他想一想，但是他会告诉你答案就是了。哦，你们想一想哦。好，想什么？先祖亚伯拉罕将自己所掳来上等之物取十分之一，给他，这等是何等尊贵呢？所以这是要表示什么？他的尊贵性。看圣经很简单，你就把它抄下去。
So now consider how great this man was to whom even the patriarch Abraham gave a tenth of his spoils. So the emphasis to show how great this man was.
所以先十分之一是尊贵，对不对？那这样就好办了哈。那第五节
this is easy to explain.
纳得祭司职任的利未子孙领命照例向百姓取十分之一，这讲旧约啦，旧约那个以色列百姓要给利未人十分之一，对不对？
And here it mentions about Old Testament the Levi, the people of Israel had to give the Levites a tenth of their spoils.
那这百姓啊，虽然这百姓是自己的弟兄，虽然是从亚伯兰的腰中伸的，伸着腰了哈，还是照例取十分之一。那麦基洗德不跟他们同仆，倒说亚伯罕的十分之一。好，所以到这里
，verse six，
到说取十分之一，那表示说
取十分之一本身是尊贵的，不但是你看，在他们本族的弟兄里面就要给利未十分之一，所以利未比其他的十一个支派尊贵，对不对？那亚伯拉罕献更他们的主啊，更献给麦基洗德，可见他的尊贵性有更高。他是用这样一层一层，对不对
？And so Abraham gave a tenth, and this shows us the greatness. As mentioned here, said the people of Israel gives the sons of Levi a tenth, a tithe. This also shows greatness.So it's like an analogy. So here the people offered to the Levites just as Abraham offered to Melchizedek.
这比较干燥哈，但是有时候想想是蛮有趣的。它这个包含两个哦，这个是从这样百姓利未麦基洗德，再来一个观念，就是在当时是生命的那个什么包含性，那也是一个整个生命传承、整个集体生命的一体观。你看亚伯拉罕献给麦基洗德的时候，那时候利未还没根本，亚伯拉罕要生以撒，以撒要生雅各，雅各还要生利未。那立位之后，他们还要到那个埃及去，还要经过400年，然后再出埃及，然后经过那个什么金牛犊的乱之后，才拣选什么立位。所以亚伯拉罕献给他麦基洗德的时候， 到真正有立位支派的时候，差不多经过五六百年了，但是圣经里边蕴含了，是有蕴含性，这比较深一点哈。
This is a deep teaching.
Yeah. 就是亚伯拉罕是他们信仰的代表。
That Abraham is a symbol of their faith.
他在死这里，我们在希伯来书里面从现在开始已经打破时空了。
Because when we study this book of Hebrews, we have already exalted ourselves in time and space.
圣经要希伯来书，你回去可以做一个题目：希伯来书的时空观。
You can also do much effort in studying the book of Hebrew and by the topic, the time and space of the book of Hebrews.
把旧约的那个祭司的那些规矩全部列出来。跟希伯来书的规矩列出来，那时间地点把它摆出来，你会感觉完全不一样了。
If you make a comparison of the time and space that is recorded in the Old Testament concerning the high priest, and then compare it to the high priest mentioned in the book of Hebrews with its time and space.
不然等一下不相信我考一个题目，每个人都可以考，长老其实都可以考试试看。
If you do not believe me, we can all take a little test.
我不，除非你想过，不然的话你一定考不及格。
Unless you have thought about it before, otherwise you probably won't be able to pass the test.
因为有一些事情我们已经听了很习惯了，这样，你们要去想。那但是如果你想着看了圣经，不是啊，你听错了。
But many times we just listen and we do not really ponder with our head.
好。那这是讲的是那个限十一，那
限十一的表就是这样子，百姓立位慢起的，所以它的尊贵实在是太尊贵了。
And so here just basically talk about tithe and the process of the people to the Levi, and then to Melchizedek, just emphasize the greatness of this Melchizedek.
那第二个
secondly,
他引亚伯拉罕为他祝福是要讲什么？
That he welcomed Abraham and blessed him for what purpose? Why did he mention this? What is the purpose of it's trying to saying that Melchizedek welcomed Abraham and blessed him.
你就念下去就有
了。
所以他的你看了、哦、为门应许的亚伯拉罕祝福，他门应许已经是什么位分很高了，对不对？他是那个信仰的主，位分已经很高了，但是呢又一个人来祝福他。
This basically exalts his position that he already have a high position. Now this great person Melchizedek came and blessed him. It shows he's even greater.
那第七节。
Verse 7.
第七节是来讲这个祝福了，从来位分大的给位分小的祝福，这是驳不倒的理的。所以呢，那个麦基洗德的位分比亚伯兰怎么样？高。
And so the verse 7, now beyond all contradiction, the lesser is blessed by the better. And so emphasize here that the position of Melchizedek is much higher than that of Abraham.
好，那接下来，那个
continuing on
第几节？第八节。
Verse 8.
在这里，然后等，在那里，在这里是在哪里
？Here, etc. But there, etc. What is here?
在那里是在哪里
？And what is there?
在这里说十分之一是谁
？Here, who received the tithe?
利未人，对。
These are the Levites.
在那里说十分之一是谁
？But there he receives them is who?
麦基洗德
is Melchizedek.
那个你是零零什么零零卷，你可以来讲啊，换你讲。 其实哈，你自己看，你自己慢慢看，你就懂了。好，那他们都会也就是说利未人他们都会死了。
And also emphasizing that all the Levites are will die.
那这是在讲什么呢？
讲他是什么？永远的、长远为祭司，是不是？
And then we go.We
go back to this. 后面的那一节一节就是在反复在解释前一节就是了。
And so these verses following are actually supporting the verses ahead. Here is the priest forever; is he won't die.
就是圣经里面他是说什么？他是有见证说他是什么？他是活的，对不对？
The Bible records that he is alive.
那见证在哪里啊？
And what is the testimony of this witness?
有为他做见证的说。在哪里?
So of whom it is witnessed that he lives. Where is this?
在哪里见证说他是活的?
Where is this witness that he lives?
好了，我们看第十七节。
Let's look at verse 17.
十七节，这一章十七节。
Chapter 7, verse 17.
因为有给他做见证的说，你是帐幔栖息的等次，永远为祭司。
For he testified, you are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek.
是什么活的? So,
priest forever is emphasizing that he is alive and he is forever.
那第九节，并且可说，那受十分之一的利未人也是借着亚伯兰纳了十分之一，因为麦基洗德迎接亚伯兰的时候，利未已经在他先祖的身中。你看他都是反复的在讲哈，
这个是讲到十分之一的哈。
And so it keep repeating itself again. Verse 9, verse 10 goes back to talk about this the tithe.
好。第十一节
，verse 11。
所以在这个在这一段里面哈，就是我们从一节到三节，就是介绍那个麦基洗德，四节一直到第十节，
最主要是讲这三个东西：第一个尊贵，它的尊贵性；第二个它的位份大；第三个它是永远活着的。
And so verse 1 to verse 3 talks about this Melchizedek, and then verse 4 to verse 10 goes on to emphasize this greatness and his position is higher, and that the third, that he is alive and forever. And then the verse in verse 3, without father, without mother, without genealogy, without either beginning of days or end of life, this also emphasizes his eternity.
好，那接下来十一节到十九节。
And then from verse 11 to verse 19.
这里是讲，那个指认改了，现在律法要改。
Now that his,
你看第十一节里面。
Therefore, if perfection were through the Levitical priesthood, for under the people received the law, that further need was there.That another priest should rise according to the order of Melchizedek and not be called according to the order of Aaron.
12节.
Verse 12, for the priesthood being changed of necessity, there is also a change of the law.
祭司的职任就是那个 priesthood 的是不是后的已经改了，然后 law 也要改。
So for the priesthood being changed, thus the change, there is a change of the law.
好，那现在我们要来这个。
在改的当中也是有不一样的吗？
And during this change, there is also this difference.
所以在这里可以看出两个，当祭司的一个层次，一个 order， 一个那个等次。
And so there is
两个的等次。
There is an order of this priesthood versus that of Aaron.
另外一个呢是那个麦基洗的等次。
And the second is the order of Melchizedek.
这是从十一节之后开始要讲的。
And that is mentioned after verse 11 of chapter 7.
好，那这个等次的改变最主要是什么？职任的改变，所以律法就要改变了。
And that because of the change in priesthood, there is this change in law.
在这里呢，接下来就一直一路上有这样的一个不一样的一个对比哈。亚伦的等次是照着什么？照着属肉体的条例，是以前的条例，是那个等一下我们会看到是旧的条例，是软弱的人的条例。
And that the order of Aaron was that of weakness,
of man, and we'll discuss this later going on.
那麦基洗德等次呢？是你不是就是跟亚伯那亚伦等次是相对的。
And that of Melchizedek is total opposite of that of Aaron.
好，那从十一节开始哈。
So starting from verse 11.
就是说任职改变了，所以立法改变了。
And that there is a change in priesthood, therefore there's a change of the law.
十三节。
Verse 13.
因为说这因为这话所指的人本属别的支派，那支派从来没有一个人吃或侍坛那个祭坛。
That for he of whom these things are spoken belong to another tribe from which no man has officiated at the altar.
法律改律法改了。
That there's a change of the law.
本来是亚伦的子孙才能当祭司啊。
Originally, there is only the sons of Aaron can become priests.
但现在职任改了。
But now that there is this change in priesthood.
十四节。
Verse 14.
那我们的主分明是从犹大出来的。
For it is evident that our Lord arose from Judah.
以肉身来讲，耶稣属于犹大支派。
And physical sense that Jesus came out of the loins of Judah.
那在这支派里面呢，并没有提到有人当祭司啊。
And then from this tribe, there is nothing concerning priesthood.
说十五节。
Verse 15.
若照麦基洗德的样式呢，另外兴起一位祭司，那这是很显然的啦。所以耶稣是照着麦基洗德的样子，或是他的等次来当祭司的。
And verse 15 emphasizes that Jesus comes out of the likeness of the priesthood of Melchizedek.
好，那他成为祭司，不是照着属肉体的条例。好，所以
亚伦他当祭司是照着属肉体的条例啊。
And so he came not according to the law of fleshly commandment, but Aaron was.
这就是摩西的律法了。
And that is the laws of Moses.
那只有亚伦肉身是亚伦生的才能够当那个祭司。
That those only born under the tribe and under Aaron can become the high priest.
那耶稣呢是照着哈。无穷之生命的大能哈，
相对无穷生命大能。
But that of Melchizedek is according to the power of an endless life.
所以按照肉体的这个条例呢，人会死啊，一个死啊。但是到那无穷生命的大能呢，他永远的。
That according to the fleshly commandment, people will die, but according to the power of endless life, people will live forever.
那第十八节
，verse 18，
先前的条例哈，以前是先前的条例了。那这先前条例呢是软弱的。
For on one hand there is an annulling of the former commandment because of its weakness。
啊，这先前条例。是软弱无益啊。
那另外一个呢？第十九节说律法因是一无所成的，就引进更美的指望，所以这是更美的指望。
And that of Melchizedek is a law that is perfect.
那这先前条例软弱无益，所以就怎么样废了，对不对？是什么？
废掉了，所以废掉了。
And so because of its weakness and unprofitableness of this formal commandment, it became, this law became nothing.
那更美的盼望呢？追求是什么？信到神前。
And that the perfect law is to go to the presence of God.
所以希伯来书到最后是我们每个人都要进到神的面前去。
And so the Hebrews goes on to tell us that every single one of us is to go into the presence of God.
我们昨天在勉励的时候，就是第六章的最后面说，我们的这个希望哈，跟那个第六章的最后面一样的，这指望好像灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，是通入幔内，通到神那里去的。所以这都是一致的。
And just as we have discussed in chapter 6, verse 19, this hope that we have as an anchor of the soul. That we are to enter into the presence behind the veil.
那这个也是在新约里面的最主要内容，就到最后目的是引到神面前。
And this is also a great importance of the summary of the New Testament, that is, at the end, we are all to go into the presence of God.
所以我们现在就完成，就麦基洗德这个故事就讲完了。
And so here we conclude the story of Melchizedek.
那我们再来复习一下好不好？
So let us go and do a review.
我们眼睛闭起来哈。
Let's close our eyes.
但我讲说我可以偷看的。
And because I'm speaking, I can open, leave my eyes open.
那个第一章第一节到第三节，这是引言。
And that from chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. 当
然你可以看你的笔记的哈。如果没有的，你这我们每次都这样讲一讲这样。这就是讲耶稣基督哈。
And it talks about Christ.
哎，从一节，什么第一节、第二节，就是古时跟现在的对比。
And then verse 1 and verse 2 is the comparison of the ancient days and the present.
那接下来第二节一直到第四节前半段，就是他这里有举出八个有没有哈、哦、耶稣的特性。
And then from verse 2 to verse 4, it goes to talk about eight characteristics of Jesus.
每一点你都可以做一个专题来研究的。
And then each of these characteristics, you can single it out and make a great study out of it.
承受万有，创造诸世界。什么叫诸世界？他什么叫承受万有？
What is it that he is higher of all things?
我们都没有讲
了。The world. We didn't go into detail and discuss.
什么是神荣耀光辉所发的那个什么荣耀的光所发的光辉？什么是神本体的真相？这些都。
What is the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person? All these can be discussed in detail.
那接下来第一章、第二章就是神子跟人子。
And then rest of chapter 1 and chapter 2 is about the Son of God and the Son of Man.
那第一章、第二章就是耶稣跟神的使者的比较，就是天使比较。
And also the comparison of Jesus with that of the angels.
对，神子跟天使比较，人子跟天使比较。
That the comparison of the Son of God to that of angels and the Son of Man to that of angels.
在比较当中，第一次警戒。
And that in this comparison, the warnings, the first warning is emphasized.
这第一章、第二章。
And this is
all 三章、四章有一个单元。
And then chapter 3 and verse chapter 4
就是耶稣那跟那个神的仆人摩西的比较。
And that is talking about the comparison of Jesus with God's servant Moses, the comparison.
耶稣比神的仆人摩西更尊荣。
And that Jesus is more glorious than that of Moses.
我们也列出来比较了。
And then we also listed out the comparisons.
在这个时候也有第二次的警戒。
And then amidst these two chapters, there is this also the second warning.
这个警戒就以摩西的带领的百姓为鉴戒，以耶稣亚带领的百姓的他们的失败为鉴戒。这两个。
To use the example of Moses leading the Israelites and also Joshua and his failures, that serves us a teaching.
好，那接下来从四章十四节到十章十八节，这是一大段。
And then this great portion in chapter 4, verse 14 to chapter 10, verse 18.
这讲耶稣为尊荣的大祭司啊。
And that is to go on to talk about Christ, a high priest.
那第一点，他能够体恤，他跟我们一样能体恤软弱的大祭司。
And first point mentioned is that he is a high priest that is just like us and able to sympathize with our weaknesses.
我们可以看四章十四节到五章三节哈。
We can look at verse 14
of chapter 4 to verse 3 of chapter 5. 那接下来这第一点第二点他是门神所造的大祭司五章四节到九节。
And then the second point mentioned is that he is a high priest called by God from verse 4 to verse 9 of chapter 5.
被召就是要学习，就是要受苦苦难。
That he is called, that is, he is called to suffer and to learn.
那接下来第三点。
And the third point.
他是照着麦基洗德的等次当大祭司。
That he is according to the order of Melchizedek, that he is the high priest.
所以耶稣的大祭司，现在我们也讲了三点了哈。
And so Jesus as high priest, we have already mentioned 3 points.
第一个，跟我们一样。所以他能够体恤我们软弱的大祭司。
First, he is a high priest that is just like us and able to sympathize with our weakness.
第二个, 他是神所召, 在苦难当中学的顺从的,
Second, he is called and in suffering that he is able to learn obedience.
第三个,
And then the third is that he is a high priest that is according to the order of Melchizedek.
那我们刚讲完这个，那第四个。
So we'll go on to the fourth point.
7章20节到28节。
That is recorded in chapter 7, verse 20 to verse 28.
这段第四点就是在耶稣为大祭司下面第四小点，就是说他是启示立的永活大祭司。
And that he is a priest forever.
来，我们看第二十节。
Let's look at verse 20.
在则耶稣为祭司，并不是不启示立的，也就是说是启示立的。
That in that verse 20, and in as much as he was not made priest without an oath.
那他用什么来证明他是启示立的呢？
And so how does it prove that he has become priest with this oath, without an oath?
就是在诗篇110篇第四节说，因为那立他的21节，说主起了誓，绝不后悔，你是永远为祭司。
And then it is taken out of Psalm chapter 110, verse 4, that is mentioned in verse 21 here, that the Lord has sworn and will not relent, you are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek.
所以这是第四点，是启示立的永远的祭司。
And that he is a priest forever, that is with oath, with an oath.
那20节到28节，我们一起来把它整理一下。
And so we will organize verse 20 to verse 28.
在希伯来书常常，你看一路来都是用比较的哈，比较法。
We see that there is this comparison throughout this book of Hebrews.
从比较你能够更了解它的尊贵性。
And so from this comparison, you are able to know its value.
好。那在这一点呢来比呢是，它是我们看第二节21节哈，至于那些祭司。
Let's look at verse 21. He said, "For they have become priests."
那些至于那些祭司啊，明白吗？那些祭司啊，21节，你看，你念一下21节，你念。
For they have become priests without an oath. Go on. But he with an oath by him who said to him.
就是有一些另外的那些祭司，耶稣以外那些祭司，对哈，对。所以我们现在要来可以把那。 那些祭司，这是耶稣。21节哈，意思是说那些祭司是什么？不是启示立的，对不对？那耶稣呢？是什么？是启示立的，对不对？在21节啊。 是启示立的，那他的理由是什么呢？有证据，啊，理由啊，证据，要用什么为证呢？用诗篇110篇第4节，是不是？啊。
And so they, without oath, Jesus is with oath, and reason of that is that he has proof, and the proof is in Psalms chapter 110, verse 4.
理由哈，证据是这样。那22节，我们念22节。Verse 22.
But because he is with oath and witness, that he is surety of a better covenant.
好，你再念一遍哈。 22节，既是启示立的，耶稣就做了更美之约的中保。你英文念啊，大家注意听。
By so much more, Jesus has become a surety of a better covenant.
没有了，22节没。更美之约，对，好，那你再念8章第6节。And
then chapter 8, verse 6.
我们注意中保哈。
For now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch he
is also mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises.
中文都翻译一样哈, 更美之约的中保, 对不对?
Here again emphasizes better
covenants.
This is the same in verse 22 and verse 6.
英文就没有问题，念英文人就不会有这个麻烦。有时候念中文的有时候也有一些麻烦，就是。
In English, there is no distinction.
二十节是说这个中保是什么？就是这个中保是什么？
And verse 22 it said, "This better covenant. What is this better covenant?"
这是不是每天的不一样哈？The
surety.
这个中保就是保证人啊。
The surety is like a guarantee.
你进来做法落，你人家赔了，你全部要赔，是这个对不对？那每天的是什么？你站在中间，两边，就像agent一样，我拿你钱啊，拿给他，我跟他讲你的条件，我明白了，我没有办法，这不一样的是不是？这个装法不等那个装法哈，这个是要保证的，那个只是介绍。
There's a difference of in Chinese wording, but here in English, there is no problem. Surety is like a guarantee.
好，那我们继续再来讲，二十三节，数目很多啊，是不是？
Verse 十啊，十格节，十。
Because they were prevented by death from continuing.
那我们来看24节，这边呢是永远长存，直任长久不变。But
on verse 24, that he, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood.
那25节也是一样哈，说他直任长久不变，能拯救到底，也长远活着代表。
And also in verse 25, that he is able to say to the uttermost those who come to God, since he always lives to make intercession for them.
We're just
copying the Bible here.
27节，这样啊，他是每日哦，为己，为就是为自己，为百姓。
Daily offer of sacrifices for himself and for people.
那27节另外这边呢，耶稣呢是一次，不是每日啊，但是他有先后啊，每日先为己，后为人。那耶稣是一次，那献什么？献自己啊。
And for Jesus, it is only once, and that is sacrifice of self.
为什么呢?
And why?
这个是打桩板哈，就是一次性上。那为什么他先讲原因呢？26节就因为哈，因为什么呢?
Why it is recording verse 26?
因为他圣洁，对不对？ 圣洁，无邪恶，对不对？无玷污，免于罪人。He
is harmless, undefiled,
高过诸天。Separated
from sinners.
因为他无罪，所以他不要为自己罪献。啊。 他高过诸天，所以他能够成了他圣洁污哦这些。那他后来他献自己，献自己这等下以后站在台，为什么要献自己？And
we'll go to discuss later why he sacrificed himself.
好，那28节。Verse 28.
我们这是都是两边在比较了哈，28节。 律法所立的人是什么？软弱的。律法哈，所以是依照律法。 那立德真是
弱弱人。The law appoints as high priest men who have weakness.
那这些呢是立法以后。那他是什么？不是立软弱的人，而是什么？立儿子。所以能够成全到永远。
其实我们只是把它抄下来分这样，那这样就很清楚了哈。
所以在这一段里面，我们把它整理一下。
And so from here we made this organization.
那些祭司跟耶稣。
That they, high priest, and compare that with Jesus.
耶稣是启示立的。
And that Jesus is one with oath.
他是启示立的，所以他是一个保证。
Because he is of oath, he is sure, has a surety, this guarantee.
是保证人，并且是可以存到永远。
And so, because of the surety, he is able to continue forever.
那他的特性是因为他是圣洁无罪的这些，所以他一次献上自己就能够永远成就。那相对的这些祭司呢，不是启示立的，说要很多人，为什么要很多？因为有死，那很多人有死，便他们也有罪，所以先要为自己献祭，然后再为百姓献祭。那他们这些人都是什么软弱的？所以这一段就这样子。
Basically, the content is in this portion.
那我们再来看第八章。
Go back chapter 8.
第八章一开始他又重新的再复习一下。
Starting in chapter 8, he again goes to have this review.
这是最重要的了哈。
And this is also very important.
现在很提纲挈领的把它讲主题讲出来，就是我们所讲的是其中第一要紧的。
So now this is the main point of the things we are saying.
中文有时候说第一要紧，那第二要紧是什么？这不是第二的问题，而是应该说最要紧的哈。然后一念五呢，你就没有那这种烦恼。第二的，最主要是什么？我们有这样的大祭司已经坐在天上至大者宝座的右边了。
That we have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the Majesty in heaven.
所以他在一直这就是在讲说我们有这样的一个祭司。
And so he is pointing out that we have such a high priest.
那这个祭司，我们现在从第八章一节到十三节。
And so this high priest will study from chapter 8, verse 1 to verse 13.
这段是要来讲一个更美的约。
And this is to discuss further about this better covenant.
它的主要那个经节是说，如今耶稣所得的职任是更美的，正如他做更美之约的中保。
And this is based on the fact that Jesus has become a surety of a better covenant.
So, 我们第八章就是更美之约的大祭司呢。Basically,
chapter 8 is of this better covenant, this better high priest.
就是从第四章十四节到第十章十八节，这段是讲大祭司，对不对？第一点是跟龙一样能够体恤软弱的大祭司，第二点是神所召的大祭司，第三点是什么？照着麦基洗德等次的大祭司，第四点刚刚我们所讲的启示力的永活大祭司，对不对？那现在第五点是什么？更美之约的大祭司，或是更美之约的中保。
Now we are writing point 5 because point 5 is amidst this whole portion of chapter 4, verse 14 to chapter 10, verse 18. And since we mentioned the first point, Jesus as since.
第四点是不是启示立的永活
大祭司？The fourth point, as we had just discussed, is that this is the high priest of the oath.
那这个 中保就是什么？就是我们圣经所讲的那个真正的中保，就是 mediator。这是八章一节到十三节。
And this is chapter 8.
更美之约的中保，现在
接下来。
第一小点呢，是从一节到第五节，他在讲你这个中保在哪里当呢？在征战牧里做执事，对不对？
And how does he, this high priest, he's the minister of the sanctuary?
做执事哈
，of the true tabernacle, verse 2。
这里把我们来念一下，从第一节到第五节。那我们一边念的话，我们一边来解释看看。他现在是坐在哪里？坐在天上，哈、哦，至大宝座者的右边。第二节，在圣所。就是真帐幕里做执事，这帐幕是什么？主所知的，不是人所知的。这个你也可以比较，我看我们现在不用再写了哈。就是天上的这个真帐幕跟地上的属肉的这个帐幕的比较。
And then verse 2 compares the tabernacle of the heaven and that of the earth, and that the heaven that was erected by the Lord and not man.
第三节。
Verse 3.
凡大祭司都是献礼物和祭物。
For every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices.
那这位大祭司也要有所限哦。
And this high priest is also limited.
不，第三节你念一下，照着念就可以。
Verse 3. For every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices.
嗯，那接下来呢
？Therefore, it is necessary that this one also have something to offer.
对。那这个万呢？这一位大祭司要献什么呢
？And so this high priest, what is he to offer?
凡大祭司就是以前那些大祭司，他们都献牛羊啊。那这个更美之约的中保，这个在天上的这个执事要献什么呢
？Before the rest of the high priests, they offered sacrifices of cows and sheep. But now, what is this high priest going to offer?
这里还没讲，对不对
？And it has not yet mentioned.
希伯来书都是一个扣住一个啊。
In Hebrews, this is one following another.
这个要到第九章里面就会讲了，十四节里面也讲。
And this will be stated in chapter 9, verse 14.
好，那我们继续来看。那他说第四节，他落在地上不得为祭司，因为照着律法已经有照律法献礼物的祭司了。
And verse 4, for if he were on earth, he would not be a priest, since there are priests who offer the gifts according to the law.
第八章一节到第五节，哈、哦，他是讲在真帐幕里做执事，其实里面很多问题，他说还留着，等一下到第九章才会再讲。
From verse 1 to verse 5, still have many problems not answered, but these will be answered in chapter 9.
好、哦，那第五节。
Then verse 5,
他们供奉的本是天上似的形状和影像，正如摩西要造会幕的时候，神警戒他的话，像这个天上的天上似的形状、影像，这些也是到第九章才会展开，才会讲得更清楚。
Then verse 5, he who served the copy and shadow of the heavenly things as Moses had divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle, and these according to the pattern shown on the mountain, These patterns are also explained in chapter 9.
所以在这里已经提示我们了。
And so it's already give us a foreshadow of what's to come.
有天上的事，有地上的事。
And that there is the things of heavens and things of the earth.
有真帐幕，也有地上的帐幕。
And there is a tabernacle, a true tabernacle, and there is also the tabernacle of the earth.
好，那但这一段要告诉我们是耶稣是在天上，在圣所，在真帐幕里面做执事。
And here it's trying to tell us that Jesus is a high priest and a minister in the sanctuary of the true tabernacle.
那第六节以下。
And then from verse 6 and following.
这就是这约原是凭应许立的，这是更美之约啊，有没有？第六节哈，如今耶稣所得的职任是更美的，
正如他做了更美之业的中保。
Verse 6, but now he has obtained a more excellent ministry inasmuch as he is also mediator of better covenant which was established on better promises.
所以第六节一直到十三节是在现在都在讲更美的约来讲什么这更美的约的内容或是更美的约是什么。
And from verse 6 to verse 13 goes to talk about the better covenant. Which is established. Established by on better promises.
那第七节，那前约若没有瑕疵，就无处寻求后约了哈、啊。所以这是一个后约啊。然后呢，第八节，所以主指责他的百姓说：“日子将到，我要以以色列家和犹大家另立新约。”所以这是一个新约啊。
Verse 7 is said, for if that first covenant had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for a second. Verse 8, because finding fault which with them, he said, behold, days are coming when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah.
那你我们可以看十三节。
凭更美之应许立的第二个，它是后约，它是新约。那第三呢？
是新的约，对不对？那他接下来第九节。
And then continue verse 9。
好，他不像这个新约不像。以前的那就再比较了，你可以再比较新后约这个。我们现在是要把正面的把这个更美的约把它写下来，但是你也可以跟那个旧约来比较，用另外一个方式来看。不像呢，我拉着他们祖宗的手，领他们出埃及的时候，这哈、哦、以他们所立的约，这时候我们看出来神是很慈爱哦。
Over here we see the mercy of God here said, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the days when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt.
好像慈爱的父亲牵着刚会走路的小孩子在慢慢走一样。
Just like a merciful father that has just taken the hands of his son to guide him to walk.
那神跟他们立约。
And here God made a covenant with them.
约就是两边都要承所诺言咯。
And the covenant is based on the mutual agreement.
因为他们不恒心守我的约。
And but because they will not accept his covenant,
我也不理他们。
Then I disregarded them.
他们不，我也不。
Since they do not want, I will also withdraw.
他们不守，我也不理。
And since they will not continue in it, I will also disregard them.
好，这是他在回想跟那个旧约来比较。
And this is to make a comparison with that recorded in the Old Testament.
那第十节以下，这是引用耶利米书三十一章的话啊。
And then verse 10, it is using the words in Jeremiah chapter 31.
来讲这个约是什么样的约。
To emphasize what is kind of covenant this is.
好。那些日子以后，我要以色列人所立的约乃是这样：我要将我的律法放在他们里面，就放上写在他们的心上。啊、哦，所以这是
这个约呢，更美的约呢是什么？一个新约，是心上的新约，非死板约了。
So verse 10, for this is covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, said the Lord, I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. So this better covenant.Is a covenant of the heart.
欸、不是不是刻在石头上面的。
It is not written on stone.
好，那、啊、接下来呢？我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
And I will be their God, and they will be my people.
这就是子民之约啊。
是父跟子的关系。 不是两个父跟子，就不是那个什么两个朋友，是两个对手在谈判那个约了。这个呢，子民父跟子没有在谈判的了。
Here is not the covenant between the father and son.
第十一节，他们不用个人教导自己的乡邻和自己的弟兄说，你该认识主。因为他们从最小到最大的都必认识我。
And verse 11, none of them shall teach his neighbors and none his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them.
这是个人哈，个人，然后呢，个人之间呢，这时候的个人哈，就是说全民，没有这时候再没有分祭司或是。
This is also an individual covenant. It is no longer the involvement of
high priest. 多叫几次你以后就会记住。
Like Brother Reed can be called as High Priest Reed.
教学法不是很多种吗？这种叫惊奇教学法，让你有 shock， 你就要记住了。教学法有很多嘛，有这种口述的啦、讲解的啦、问答法啦，还有什么？忘记那个。
And to use such examples, a good way to let us remember what we learned.
那这叫催生法了。如果以那个真的说 shock， 让你吓一跳这样。你要记住，所以这里呢，他说不用别人教了。其实我们每个人哈，到你看启示录就知道，到最后每个人你，然后日头很累啊，每个人看自己的生命啊，你到现在虽然过生命啊，不骗你，到最后那恩典门一关。不要说传道没有爱心了、啊、因为传道自己快死了。
As we record in Revelation, in the end days, when the salvation door is closed, everyone has to be taken responsibility of their own faith.
这个约是这样，你看起初到最后是这样子，你没有办法救你了。
And so this is,
因为他本身就已经苦哈哈的。
Because this is also like that of this covenant that is based on each individual, because they will mind their own.And will not have time to mind others.
每个人，你只要祷告读圣经，神灵就会启示你了。
That every one of us, if we pray and read the Bible, God will show His revelation.
十一节，他们不用个人教导自己的乡邻，你不用因为你懂得多少不一定哦。
Verse 11, none of them shall.
和自己弟兄啊，说你应该认识主哦，因为他们从最小到最大的都必认识神。所以在那个以赛亚书里面说到末日那个认识神的那个知识怎么样普遍好像海洋一样。
And so verse 11 here said, None of them shall teach his neighbor and none his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. Just as in the book of Isaiah, it also teaches us that during that time, this kind of knowledge will be brought as that of ocean.
因为在旧约里面是祭司先知来教导百姓，神的话一定是透过天使，然后是透过先知给百姓。到新约不是啦。
In the Old Testament,
不用别人教你啊，你自己。
It is the high priest and also the prophets that receive revelation from the angels that is able to bring the teachings to the people from in the. But in the New Testament, all these are revealed to each individual.
十二节
，verse 12。
我要宽恕他们的不义，不再纪念他们的罪愆。所以这是什么赦罪之约
？And also the verse 12 says, I will not be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their lawless deeds. I'll remember no more. And this is a covenant of forgiveness.
好，所以我们第八章就用这样把它整理出来。
更之约的重罚。
都是更美之约的大祭司，他是在真帐幕里面做大祭司，他立的约是更美的约。那更美的约呢，有几点呢？
三。
36章的六節，自己也搞不清楚。
And so this is the organization of this chapter 8 concerning the surety of a better covenant.
好，那第十三节。
Verse
13. 说这既是新约，就以前的约是旧的，那渐旧渐衰的，就必归无有了。
And in that he says, a new covenant he has made the first obsolete. Now that is becoming obsolete and growing old, is ready to vanish away.
你看这个，他又反到第七章的第十八节、十九节，有没有？
It just goes,
所以他都是常常互相勾引，那个什么，一个扣住一个的。
And this goes back to chapter 7, verse 18 and 19. And so throughout this book of Hebrews, we can see this interrelations.
第九章,
chapter 9.
现在第九章又反到第七章的这个第七章的第十六、十七、十八这个原来前约有礼拜的，现在新约对不对？那请旧约说十三。 八章的十三节是讲新旧约，那现在要先讲旧约，现在要进入到那个什么？进入到真帐幕里面以前那个讲要讲以前的帐幕。And then一个扣一个的。Verse
chapter 9 as it begins to go back to interrelation to be interrelated with chapter 7 verse 16, 17, 18, and also chapter 8 verse 13, and it will go to talk first about the first covenant, the old covenant.
好，那我们现在来讲旧约了。And
so we'll go to discuss that of the Old Testament.
这是圣殿。That
is the tabernacle.
圣殿是朝东坐西。And
it is facing the east.
这是门，对不对？圣殿跟那个会幕都一样的哈。我们先讲旧约了哈。
So we are now discussing that of the Old Testament.
这是圣所，是圣所。
That is the holy place and that is the most holy place.
然后是哪？啊，就是呢。我看，你应该也知道啊，在圣所里面有什么东西？
What is inside the holy place?
是酒坛。啊？是酒坛。什么东西啊？
There's a basin.
Huh? Yeah, golden
lamps. It has the golden lampstands, the bread, table of bread, and also the altar of incense.
还有呢？那你是那个，行吗？你说，你刚才你说的是不是？哦，还是，好，继续讲，还有什么？在哪里？在至圣所啊？至圣所还是至圣所？啊，旧约的时候是在圣所。 这是香坛
That's the altar of incense.
那这是衣柜，衣柜里面有什么东西？
And what is inside the ark of covenant?
这衣柜有什么东西？石板。啊？石板。啊？Inside
the
altar. 你要是讲新约，是讲旧约。这是旧约哈。刚刚我们讲好旧约，有石板啊。This
is Old Testament. Inside the Ark of Covenant, there is the Ten Commandments, a jar of manna, and then Aaron's rod. Those who agree that in the Ark of Covenant there is these three items. Those who oppose, everyone agrees.
那我们来看那个历代志上第五章第十六王记上也可以了，历王记上八章九节。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter
六王记上八章九节。
1 Kings chapter 8 verse 9.
那个谢正，请你念一下。
First Kings chapter 8 verse 9.
你念一下。
金柜里唯有两块石板，就是以色列人出埃及地后，神与他们立约的时候，摩西在何烈山所放的，除此以外，并无别物。
这个跟久不久没有关系哦。你从旧约里面，你绝对到目前为止啦，我查过的哈，我这人不能太讲太绝对，我的绝对是找不出来说那个什么那个杖跟玛瑙罐子放在里面，我找不出来。
I cannot find the absolute recordance of.
但是在这些教育里面，就是一代传一代，传到现在，还有你。当然，我就查，但我以前在教这个，当然我是以前的都不管了，一个查，奇怪没有呢。查不到旧约，因为你要如果在神学院这个教要教二三十堂课的，要是二三十堂像这样教两天就教完了，没戏唱啊！当然就什么都要把它什么没事找事做嘛，对不对？才有话讲啊！我找半天找不到啊，就你们真的找不到，说到底这个玛瑙跟杖在什么时候放进去没有呢？
That there was no
record. 放在哪里？放在柜前面
了。No recordings of inside
the.
Inside this Ark of Covenant, there's only the stone tablets and the rod and the manas placed outside the Ark of Covenant. That these two other items are put outside. If you can find, if you can actually find the actual recordings of these three items inside the Ark of Covenant, then let me know.
但是旧约里面你也可以看到，就是两个石板在里面。
But in the Old Testament, the Ark of Covenant only have that of the stone tablets.
你可以看到出埃及记二十五章第一节。
Let's turn. You can turn to Genesis chapter 25. Oh, Exodus chapter 5.
不对哦，出埃及记二十一节啦，五章二十一节。出埃及记二十的是五章二十一节。
Exodus chapter 25 verse 21。
这里是讲说，那个什么，要将我所赐给你的法版放在柜里。
And here say you shall put the testimony that I will give you.
那申命记也有同样记载，十章五节也有说要把它放在里面。
And also that in Deuteronomy chapter 10, it also records the same.
所以没有呢。
So there was no such proof that the rod and the jar of manna is inside the Ark of Covenant.
好，那个我们来看民数记二十章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 20.
二十章。
Numbers 20.
二十章第五第九节
，verse 9，
他是要从神的面前取了杖去。
And so Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him.
在旧约里面，神的面前有说是真正的在神的面前，有说是什么？神的面前是指的什么？约柜。
And sometimes when in the Old Testament it mentions before the Lord is referring to before the Ark of Covenant.
那这约柜呢是那个什么，我们来看看第十七章。
And this Ark of Covenant, let's refer to chapter 17, verse 10.
第十节。
Verse 10.
耶和华吩咐摩西说把亚伦的杖放在约柜哪里？约柜里面吗？
And the Lord said to Moses, bring Aaron's rod back before the testimony.
放在哪里啊？
It is put where?
前面哈，做纪念，所以没有放进去了。
Put before the testimony, and is not put inside the Ark of Covenant.
是不是？
Isn't that right?
没有放进去呢。你看第十七章第三节。
Chapter 17.
假如坏啊，这样我们可能念念念都把它放进去了，这个。 我也是以前是这样子，还没念就要想说跑进去了。
And then before you read,
我们从小就这样被教的了。
The passage we were taught in this way, so we already automatically put.
并且要将亚伦的名字写在立位的帐上，因为各族长必有一根帐。第四节，你要把这些帐存在法会幕内法柜前，有没有？有没有放到里面去
？Verse four said, "Place them in the tabernacle of meeting before the testimony."
没有啦。
He did not put inside.
在这之前，我是一直就是把它放到里面去哈。我们自然就你念完，你所以念说放在会幕内法柜前，但是你也就自动的哈，很大家都很乖的就把它放进去了。我们这是要不晓得哪一个人开始讲，一直讲，现在几乎全世界的几乎每个长子啊，我看杨长老是这样想放在里面的。
I don't know, because we were taught this way a lot of times that we read this although we read this passage, we always still put these items inside the Ark of Covenant, so we must be clear.
哪里？啊，等一下，这还另外一个，我们等一下，
我们不要混了，我们不要用这样灵活
哦。Do not be confused with that of recorded in chapter 9, verse 4 in Hebrews, because that is why I raise up the question, because it is mentioned in chapter 9, verse 4. The problem rises in Hebrew chapter 9 verse 4 because in the New Testament here records that it is inside the
tabernacle.
But we must separate. In the Old Testament time period that was these items together. From what is recorded, it is not. If it is, it has been because we put it there ourselves. Or we thought that it is together.
How? 这
相反在这里哦，旧约哦。And so this is the Old Testament. In the New Testament, it's inside.
对不对？
你还没有发觉到吗
？Did you not take notice of this?
好，刚刚只是你已经讲了啦。好，那自己玛拿呢？自己查一查。
What about manna?
好。那现在我们到了，时间过了，来给功课吧。上神学好处就是你讲不完给功课，因为他们接下来就有整个下午时间，对不对？他们就做到半夜。
In theological school, it's easy because if you cannot finish teaching, you give them homework and they'll do it till midnight.
那在旧约，我们先讲旧约这。
So remember this. That if we study into this in the Ark of Covenant, there's only the two tablets of stone. So in the Old Testament, you look at the tabernacle. That in how many veils are there that has a separation?So we must remember this diagram. Ark of Covenant, veil, altar of incense, golden lampstand, and table of bread. And you use this to compare with what is recorded in chapter 9 of Hebrews. And then your homework is there a difference? If because I mentioned there's to make comparison, there is must be a difference.
那不一样在哪里?
And where is this difference in?
好，那这里所讲的是什么？那个帐幕哈。
And here it's talking about the tabernacle.
但是帐幕就不是圣殿了，不是那个所罗门那个圣殿。
But the tabernacle is not the Solomon, the temple of Solomon.
那所以有人呢，就那个什么用希伯来书第九章九节说，那头一层帐幕做现今的一个表样。有人就用这节来说， 当时的那个祭祀制度还在继续进行。
And so verse chapter 9 verse 9, some people use this verse to say that all the priest duties are also still being performed at that time.
他讲这要就是要讲说希伯来书是在主后70年以前写的。
And
因为到现在还在继续嘛，那主后70年是圣殿被毁嘛，他说圣殿的祭祀制度还在嘛，可以用这样吗？不可以，因为这里没有讲圣，这里讲的是我刚开始有讲，在希伯来书的时空已经怎么样打乱了，并且超越了。
That there is a lot, as I mentioned before, there is a lot of confusion in the time and space that is recorded in the book of Hebrews.
好，在这里面我们没有办法看到真正的时空。
And that in here we cannot actually define its own time and space.
好，那我们感谢主，一天也讲两章也不错。那九章我本来想说今天把九章讲完。
I was hoping I can finish chapter 9 today.
但是九章实在是最重头，最不是重头戏，最不能说深了、啊，最陡、最复杂的，也不能说复杂，怎么讲呢？不会讲。
But chapter 9 has just a lot.
很不错的一章了哈。
It's a very good chapter to study.
那至少我们明天可以讲到第十章。那第十章讲完的话，整个的故事都完了。
At least tomorrow we can finish up chapter 10, and if we finish chapter 10, we can finish the
whole story. 十章第十九节。
Chapter 10, verse 19.
这讲什么？弟兄们，有没有
？It says brethren.
他一讲弟兄们，就是要教训人了。
And when it says mentioned here brethren, he is about to give them a teaching.
那他如果叫的越亲切，骂的越厉害。说亲爱的弟兄啊，你看第六章哈的。第九节说，亲爱的弟兄，下去就骂得很厉害了哈。
Just like in chapter 6, verse 9, it said, beloved, and then he goes on to rebuke them.
那第十九节，十章是说弟兄们，所以以下都是什么教训呢？
And so after chapter 10, verse 19, below is all teachings and warnings.
所以十章十九节到十三章，这都是什么？因为你有更美的大祭司，现在要过着更美的属灵生活。
That here, because after this, till chapter 13, it is also teaching that after you have this high priest, you are to live a more better and perfect life.
所以第十章十九节以下都是教训性的。
And so these are all recordings of different teachings.
对，那这当然是有很好的教训啊，尤其十一章啊，这是用世上的话来讲，这是什么信仰的英雄榜啊。
And chapter 11 is a very good teaching in faith.
你有空的话把它抄起来，因着信这三个字，然后写因着信哈，就把因着信把它排起来，那下面写事实。
And then should write out and copy how to live by faith.
如果你不想让你排你讲到，你不要讲什么，你就写因着信，然后从十一章开始一个一个讲。保证你讲好几个礼拜讲不完。
If you are put into a pulpit to speak, you can use this topic, live by faith, and there are many points mentioned only in chapter 11 that you cannot even finish speaking.
好。